Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, lots of people getting in touch about our Ed Sheeran competition. We were asking, what would you do with Ed Sheeran, and keeping it polite, if you were to bring him around Dublin for a day? Alice is in Offaly. She said, I'd bring him to take a selfie with the Spire, the Guinness factory, and then see the heart of Moore Street, and obviously do a bit of shopping and have a pint and a dance in Coppers. Good. Another says, I'd bring Ed Sheeran to the Damien Rice gig in the Ivy Gardens, says Savannah, as he describes travelling to Ireland as a young teen and seeing Mr. Rice's ability to put on a concert with one man. He could do it. And so after reliving such a significant time in his life, we'd go for a pint in Whelan's. As he's mentioned, that's his favourite pub. And then we would, yes, and you do all that. So that's good. Another says, Niamh Arklow says, I'd take him to the streets of Temple Bar, listen to the buskers. And I'd do this because Ed started as a busker and would really enjoy seeing what the Irish streets have to offer in terms of that. Loads of others going to take him to Bewley's and maybe the Shelburne or Milano's, then gets a mention there. Cliney Hill and Dunleary gets another from Aisling O'Carroll and Rathgar. And Flanagan's and Paris Court. So lots of nice things. And we'll give a winner, announce a winner in a couple of minutes' time. But now it's 10:23. We're here in Joan's Kitchen, thanks to Amanda. And we are in Cabra in Dublin. And it's all thanks to our friends in Super Value. We have dragged a lot of people along to see us, including RT and 2FM presenter Mr. Stephen Byrne. Good morning, Stephen.
Thank you very much, man.
Thanks for coming to see us today.
Where would you bring Ed? I don't think you'd bring him anywhere.
What do you think I would do?
Be mobbed. I don't know. What would you do?
It would be a tough one. I know a corner of a good bar that I'd take him to and just say, that's the end of it now. And then it's dark and grimy. So that's
He'd love
I
it.
I know.
Yeah,
he would. Good Guinness too. Well, this summer obviously we're talking about the concert, Steve.
Yes.
And there's some really good stuff happening.
There is. That's why we've said Sheeran. Yeah. We've been talking about that obviously, and that's all sold out. So
that's the end of
Nobody's
that.
Nobody's going to get a ticket.
What about the ones that are maybe not sold out, but it will be great gigs?
The first one kind of kicking off the summer is Beck. And whether you're in the, I guess, the Kanye West camp of not knowing much about him, because obviously did you see the Grammy Awards where he came off the stage and all that sort of stuff, or whether you're a massive fan of him as well, it's going to be an amazing gig, because last summer he played at Leisure Picnic. The crowd was absolutely crazy. And of course, the album won Best Album of the Grammys.
Yeah.
So it's going to be one hell of a show.
He'd be kind of more my vintage, wouldn't he, than the youngsters?
It's a mixed one, I think. I think the Grammys has definitely opened a lot more people up to him. But I was surprised last year at Electric Picnic, a lot of people my age, I'm 24, a lot of people my age were flocking to
Drawn
see him.
Drawn to him as well, okay.
But I don't know if that was a lot of people being like, I'm going to see Beck,
Oh, God, I remember him the first time.
So I don't know if it was that. But another one, my favourite one for the summer is St. Vincent. She picked up actually Best Alternative Album at the Grammy Awards. She's playing three times across the country this summer, which is a trend that actually a lot of the artists are doing. They're playing the Marquee, they're playing Ivy Gardens, or they're playing another gig in... they're playing another
That's
gig.
That's your backing singer there.
That's my backing singer right there.
Okay. That's Sadie.
Flawless. Better singer than I am, anyway. She's playing Ivy Gardens, she's playing Cork Opera's House, and Galway's Big Top, which is something that's really
interesting. That's a new one to me now.
Yeah, the Big Top in Galway. So this is really interesting. It's part of the Galway Arts Festival, so there's a couple of acts playing all across that. There's Sinead O'Connor, who's going to be supported by John Grant, who's absolutely amazing. You've also got, I think, St. Vincent, who's absolutely incredible. She won Best Album set, and The Guardian actually named her album as the best album of last year.
Right, okay.
So she is amazing. If you haven't heard her music before, check out her last album. She's got about four, I think, at this stage. It's absolutely amazing. She's going to be supported by Little Green Cars at that. And then also...
In the Big Top in Galway.
In the Big Top in Galway. And then Damien Rice is playing it as well as the Ivy Gardens. And Codeline, who seem to be playing absolutely everywhere this summer.
Codeline have become the Padre Pio of modern pop music. They can be in many places at one time.
Say their name three times and they'll appear and play somewhere near you. Seriously, they're playing in Cork, they're playing in Galway, they're playing Independence, they're playing Marley Park or something like that. It's absolutely crazy.
I want to go back to Little Green Cars for 1 minute, because my teenager swears by that band, so I hear them a lot in my car. And they
hear them a lot because I live with one
of
them.
I know you do. You live with Faye.
I wake up every morning and I'm like, shut up.
There are a lot of people who'd pay for that experience in terms of listening to that gorgeous voice. She is a stunning talent.
She is an amazing talent, and actually that's a great gigs go to, in the sense that they're doing that support act and they've got an album coming out later in the year, so
and a great city to hang out in, Galway.
Exactly.
And like, it's all everything about that gig.
So don't go to St. Vincent in the Ivy Gardens, go to see her in the Big Top of Galway
and get a double twofer.
You get the two for one. Exactly.
Paolo Nutini, massive.
Paolo Nutini, obviously, again, Electric Picnic last year, everybody loved him, all the girls massively
loved
him,
love
for obvious reasons, I'm sure. But he's going to be playing in Marley Park on the 4th of July, so that's going to be one hell of a celebration. Obviously his last album went platinum last year, and he's going to be supported by Alabama Shakes, and the tickets are only €49, so
not
it's
bad.
Not too bad for something like
not
that.
Too shabby.
Two or three acts.
Would you go and see Avicii, would you?
Avicii, I actually probably would. I wouldn't be a massive fan of him. But
what does he do? Because he produces, really, does he? Does he sing?
He doesn't sing, no.
So what does he do?
I think he sung on early kind of things like Calvin Harris did, but...
What are you paying for?
You're paying for someone to kind of click play on an iPod.
Now, yes, kind of. Let's all have an Avicii gig at home in our own houses for free. Put the kettle on, it's Avicii. Bang.
A lot of that is the experience, though. His experience of hearing the music live and obviously the crowd and all that sort of stuff.
So he shows up, right? And what's he doing? He's smoking a cigar, eating candy floss, and then everyone else is dancing.
He's 21, so I don't think
he's... Is he only a young fella?
I think he's only about 21, yeah, thereabouts. He looks about 15 as well.
What is he?
He's a super international pop DJ, Masterhead, or whatever you want to call him, something like that.
Now, quality, the frames, of course, would be quality.
Yes, that's like it's like a 25th anniversary gig as well, so that's going to be quite...
I went to see them in the Party Loft in O'Leary. I think it was one of their first ever gigs about 25 years ago.
But actually, that's one of the amazing gigs in Ivy Gardens. Ivy Gardens is filled with so many good acts, like Damien Rice, we mentioned, is doing Big Top as well, but the Frames are doing their 25-year anniversary. Chic as well, who, again, play here every year, but you're guaranteed one hell of a show every time. And they've got new music out of the moment. They're bringing a new album out this year.
Yeah.
So that's going to be their first kind of material for
quick
a
aside,
long time.
When they played the Late Late Show a couple of years ago, we did karaoke in the back.
I've heard this, yeah. So jealous.
And the drummer and the bass guitarist, two of the nicest guys, big African-American proper chic boys, and we sang Ebony and Ivory.
Oh, my God.
Now, let me tell you, I only wish it was on film because it was me in the middle of them, right? Right, this beanpole, right? Stuck, surrounded by big boys. Live together.
I'm sure there's a video somewhere. Or was it a situation? Nobody take your phone out.
No, there's always some shyster with a phone in a corner, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Here he is now. Look at him enjoying himself.
To be honest, that'd probably be me. Yeah, that could be, to be honest.
I haven't got a call from Nile Rodgers to ask me to show up on stage for.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, very strange.
Weird. Because I'm free as a bird.
He collaborates with everybody else, so.
Yeah, he does. I'm the last man standing. Okay. Festivals wise, where are you going to go?
Before we go, weird one actually. It was announced for Workman's. Michael Cera, you know, who,
the
of
actor?
Course, Arrested Development, the actor, all that stuff. So I never knew he had music. Like,
what?
And he has this really weird album which he created on GarageBand, which is this really lo-fi app you get on your MacBook or something like that. He just took a break from acting last year, made an album, and now he's playing the Workman's Club. And everybody's like, what? You can get like 200 people into the Workman's Club, even less. But now it's been upgraded to Vicar Street. So that's going to be a weird one. Just a strange one to go and check out.
Yeah, really.
I'm pretty sure it's going to sell out quickly. But
yeah,
festivals. First one kicking off, Forbidden Fruit, 29th of May to the 31st of May. This is going to be so good. A lot of my mates are kind of like, oh, I don't know if it's going to be like...
Where is that on?
It's on in the Irish Museum of Modern Art. So it's...
Oh, this was chic a couple of years ago.
This is where they kind of kicked off their kind of stint in Ireland. And it's the day festival kind of buzz as well. So
and you're in town. And
you're in town. And the great thing about it is right after every night, there's after parties all across the city. So your ticket will get you into all these different venues.
Like
Button Factory and Hangar and all that sort of stuff. And some great access here as well. Fatboy Slim's kicking off Friday, which is amazing. He kicked off Electric Picnic, I think, about 2 years ago. And it was incredible.
Really?
And then Jamie XX from the XX, who have an album out, I think it's the first week of June, so that's going to be that week. So that's going to be amazing. And Idris Elba is doing a DJ set.
Great, another actor.
Another actor, yeah. He brought out an album about, I think, 4 or 5 months ago and absolutely bombed. He got dropped. Okay. But it's actually not that bad. Like, and he's pretty good at DJ. I think he's kind of one of these intent on, you know, doing absolutely everything.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. I'd rather go and see William Shatner. Body and Soul, that's a very touchy-feely
weird,
no, but you know what I mean. It's a lot
what do you mean by that?
I mean, I don't mean like it's a convention for people who should be in prison. I mean, it's kind of like it's a sort of place that there seems to be a lot of incense and other stuff.
I didn't know what you were going to finish that word.
With. You know what I mean? I just feel music is secondary to other stuff.
It's a weird one. It's if you've been to Electric Picnic before, Body and Soul is kind of an area of Electric Picnic. That's where it kicked off. It's kind of the artsy because it's kind of like visual and performance art going on, but there's also the music and all that sort of stuff. And there's a lot of acts that maybe you might not have heard of.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's the best festival I've ever been to.
That's an
endorsement. It's just an absolute buzz. It's kind of like, it is a bit hippie in a way. They kind of describe it themselves as taking influence from Burning Man, which happens over in Nevada in the States and stuff. So it's kind of in that vein. Last year, they had people like Goldfrapp and stuff. There'd be less kind of known sort of people this year, like people like Nightmares on Wax, but you probably wouldn't know them. Pretend you know them. Go on.
Yeah, Nightmare on Wax.
Oh, yeah, they? Last album was class.
I only listened to them on vinyl.
Yeah, only. To be honest, I actually think I saw them on vinyl the other day.
There you go. Yeah.
Every day.
That was my copy.
There's a One Direction on vinyl I saw as well. I was like, who buys a One Direction vinyl album?
They I don't know, maybe the parents of the children who are into them, just to kind of take the pain level down a bit.
There's also a Limerick band, Bleeding Heart Pigeons, which are playing at that. They were signed by Virgin recently and they're going to be huge. They're absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And that's going to be one hell of a show. And it's funny because they're, like, I think, last on the list, but to me, for me, I'm like, they're the ones I'd want to see.
Yeah, we'll be playing this back in a year's time when they're enormous and saying,
exactly.
You told us.
It was on Tubbs.
Zeitgeist.
The Galway International Art Festival, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
Again, tickets are from 35 to 49 for each gig. And you've got the likes of Sinead O'Connor, Damien Rice, St. Vincent, and of course, Codeline. They're appearing there.
Yeah.
Longitude as well, another day festival thing that's in its third year, I think, now. And each year it's just gotten bigger and better. That's what the great thing about these ones is, like, you get rid of all the camping stuff that you just don't like.
Yeah,
deal
if you're not into it. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's in Marley Park from the 17th of July to the 19th. And I'd actually say it's probably one of the best lineups of the summer. You've got Hozier on the Friday night, headlining Subtract, Little Dragon, and Young Fathers, who not a lot of people in this country know about, but they won the Mercury this year. Kind of Scottish rapper hip-hop trio, which is a bit weird, but they're doing well in America at the moment and they're going to be absolutely amazing. Then Saturday is Alt-J, Caribou, Jungle, Years and Years, who played Trinity Ball there 2 weeks ago, number one in the charts as well with King, which is out at the moment, and they've got an album out that week, and then Chemical Brothers, James Blake and Wild Beasts on the Sunday.
Okay, so that'll feed a certain...
Yes.
Constituency.
It definitely will. Not you, I'm guessing.
Well, as you can see from the blank look behind my
eyes. James Blake. Do you know James Blake?
I'm sorry, I don't know James Blake.
Listen,
I know.
You would love James Blake.
Hey, listen, what do you think? I work in 2FM or something? I mean, say, you don't expect me to know this stuff.
You do,
know James Blake. Why do I know James Blake Waller?
Piano,
we've
played it before.
Do I play it? Oh, yeah. Oh, James Blake.
You would love him. You would.
Love James Blake. I just took the poster down last night.
Really? Again, vinyl, right?
No, the poster. The poster's in my room. Independence, then, is...
Independence is 31st July, 2nd of August, and you've got Codeline again.
Sorry, why aren't Codeline here?
Well, they probably are.
They're probably in the back garden with the dog.
They're probably turning around sad now, kind of like, oh, God, we can't go in. And then some great Irish acts as well. Well, Basement Jacks, but then some great Irish acts, like Gavin James is playing that. He, of course, played James Corden last night. So he's making a huge over there. Might be the last chance you get to see him kind of in a small kind of thing like that. And then you got Orla Garland, who we're playing on 2FM at the moment. Really, really good. The Academic, who are going to be huge.
On the late last
exactly
couple of weeks ago,
on Friday, was it?
Last couple of weeks ago.
And Foy Vance, who is kind of, he's not as well, it's weird. He's like, his music is kind of known by, like, he'd be a bit more...
What was that song last summer that he had?
Oh, no, that's Vance Joy. I get that mixed up,
what's
too.
What's his name?
Yeah, Foy Vance.
Well, he can beat it. He can take his stupid name and fold it seven ways.
Trust me, I got the exact same when I heard about it first.
Now that's an E. That's like, what's your name? Pelvis Presley. Like, what classic clown? Jekyll Maxon. Do you know what we're at it? Tustin Ginger-Lake. I mean, what class?
I wouldn't be able to view that in my head.
I know, but that's, I mean, all that stuff is in my stupid
head.
It's
all up there. He's supporting Ed Sheeran.
Well, he can just go home.
So, he's supporting Ed Sheeran.
As he's performing, he'll notice the hum of an engine. That's his taxi running. Waiting to get the hell out. And the Electric Picnic, of course.
And the Electric Picnic, which is not really summer. It's the 4th to the 6th of September this year.
Yeah.
And Blur haven't been announced for yet, but there's rumours this week that they're going to be announced. Obviously, Magic Whip came out last week, number one in the charts. Florence the Machine, George Ezra, Future Islands, who put on one hell of a show. I don't know. Do you know any of the Future Islands?
Well, what I do is
look at the Jules Holland performance that they did. He is one. He's just crazy dancer. Like, this guy is probably about 45, I'd say. He's just he's throwing all these moves, like doing all this sort of stuff all over the place.
That sounds like most 45-year-olds when they first hear
proper
music.
Proper dad dancing all the way through it. Church's Tame Impala, Roisin Murphy, which would be awesome, and then Jessie Ware. Do you know any of them?
Yeah, Jessie Ware, we played her this morning.
Yes!
All right!
Amen!
I wouldn't mind, but I was busy drinking coffee and chatting to people. But yet I still knew in my subconscious that Jessie Ware was getting a run out on the show.
Amen.
Amen to that. Stephen, that's great. I really enjoyed that because I'm convincing myself to go to a lot of gigs. I know you didn't mention Frankie Valli or Neil Diamond, but we'll leave that for now. That's for another show. That's
for
another. Oh, yeah, young people. Oh, yes. The XX. Oh. I'm glad to see the multiply. And I must listen to my vinyl copy of Ed Sheeran's album X. I get that all mixed up. Stephen, thanks so much for that.
Thanks,
I enjoy that tremendously.
Much appreciated.